Is it working now?
Yep.
Excellent. All right. So welcome to the Fresno County LAFCO meeting. We do or should have some agendas in the rear in case you'd like to get an agenda for the public. So we'll start off with roll call. Madam Clerk.
Let the record reflect, Commissioner Martinez will not be in attendance today. Commissioner Magzig.
Here.
Commissioner Mendez.
Here.
Commissioner Robertson. Chair Santoyo.
Here. All right. With that, I'm going to ask Mr. Mesnick to do the flag salute for us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty. Okay, so we're on item three, additions to the agenda. Madam Clerk.
Item number three is additions to the agenda. This item is to address any need to move the order of items on the agenda, or if there was a requested addition for a matter that was identified after the preparation of the agenda in which there is a need to take immediate action.
Okay, so I'll go to the commission first. Is there anything that we would like to see changed at all? If not, then I think I take it to the public to see if they wanted to do anything. So if anybody wishes to speak on a matter that that is not already on the agenda, you have an opportunity to do so. Just come to the podium. I don't see a rush, so we'll go ahead and keep moving forward. All right. Item five, Madam Clerk.
Item number five is potential conflicts of interest. Any commission member who has a potential conflict of interest shall now identify the item and recuse themselves from discussing and voting on the matter pursuant to Government Code Section 84308.
All right, thank you. Any conflicts with commissioners at all? Not hearing none, we will move forward. Item six.
Item number six is approved consent agenda item 6A, 6A being the minutes from the LAFCO meeting of January 14th, 2026.
All right. So we give the commission an opportunity to...
A motion to approve.
Second.
You guys don't even give me time to finish. I'm just joking. All right. So we got a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's go to item seven.
Item number seven is municipal service review and sphere of influence update for the city of Fowler. LAFCO file number MSR-2403 and RSOI 214.
Okay, do we have a staff report on this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the commission. Before we begin, I'd like to note a minor correction for the record. The corrected map in front of you and on the screen reflects an approximate 5.5-acre discrepancy that was identified after the agenda was originally posted. To ensure accuracy throughout the document, we will be requesting an additional action directing staff to correct all acreage inconsistencies within the municipal service review. This draft municipal service review has been prepared in response to the City of Fowler's request for a sphere of influence expansion totaling approximately 1,189.5 acres. The proposed expansion includes 80 acres on the northeast side of the city, 412.5 acres on the south side, and 697 acres on the west, each located within the city's planning area but outside the existing SOI. The MSR evaluates more than 10 service-related factors. It concludes that the City of Fowler provides adequate levels of municipal service and that each major city department accounts for anticipated growth. The City's 2040 General Plan designates the proposed SOI expansion areas for residential, commercial, parks, open space, and light industrial land uses. The request is also consistent with the recently updated Memorandum of Understanding between the City of Fowler and Fresno County. Several parcels within the proposed SOI are under Williamson Act contracts. The City of Fowler will be required to fully comply with Government Code Section 56426.6A regarding the inclusion of contracted lands within an SOI prior to annexation. The Fowler MSR, included as Attachment B, recommends that the Commission update the city's SOI by taking the following four actions. First, adopt the CEQA exemption for the MSR. Second, find that LAFCO, as a responsible agency, has independently reviewed the SOI update and the CEQA findings summarized in Attachment C. Third, adopt the written determinations and recommendations contained in Attachment D. And fourth, direct staff to correct all references to SOI acreage throughout the municipal service review. City staff is present and available to answer any questions. This concludes staff's presentation.
All right. Okay, thank you. So I'm going to go first to the commissioners to see if you got any questions for staff on this matter. Nope. Okay. All right.
I just got one for our attorney. Me and Nathan sit on the SKF board. Would that, is that a conflict of interest if we...
No, because you're wearing your LAFCO hat. Exactly. There's an express exemption under LAFCO law for sitting on this board as a supervisor.
All right. But it would if it was something with the city, with the county of Fresno, because that's our ultimate cap that we wear.
Correct. Okay. Yes.
All right, buddy. Yeah. By the way, I don't see no cap on your head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Invisible cap.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and open it up for public comment. So if you wish to speak on this matter, please come to the podium. Okay. Please state your name.
Real quick. Thank you, Chair Santoli, your members of the LAFCO Commission. My name is Matt Flood.
This on? Thank you. Hi, Matt Flood, Community and Economic Development Director. For the City of Fowler. Thank you for considering this item at this time. Just wanted to real quick let you know that we appreciate consideration of it, and also to let you know, and as you all are very active and aware, the City of Fowler is growing greatly, hence the reason for this coming before you, and we're excited to have the opportunity to have a variety of new land to be able to accommodate all the interest we're getting in all residential, industrial, commercial use. So thank you, and again, I'm here with Mr. Ryan McKelvey. He works for Provost and Pritchard, our planning consultants, from the firm Provost and Pritchard. He's the one who put together a lot of this and has to credit him and his staff, so thank them for that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there anybody else that wishes to come to the podium to speak on this matter? All righty, not seeing any. So let's go ahead and take action on the first item. And so that's regarding the acting lead agency and the exemption from CEQA. So
make a motion for action one for approval. Acting as lead agency, the MSR prepared for the City of Fowler is categorically exempt from CEQA under section 15306.
Second.
All right, so we have a motion, we have a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, so then let's move to the second action item dealing with the acting as responsible agency, lead agency. Is there a motion on that?
I'll make that motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion, we got a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we move to the third action. So and this one deals with the approval of action 3A through I. And so I'm open to a okay.
And is this doesn't infringe on Selma's sphere of influence at all, I would make a second.
Oh, do we care about Selma?
Well, we sure do.
Okay, all right.
You just came from there.
Nice. All right, so... we have a motion, we have a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. So then we go to the last action item four, and that's direct staff to basically correct all minor acreage discrepancies. So I'm open for a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion, we got a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Well, that we're completed there. We'll move to, I think, item... Let's see, are we on item eight?
Yes. Item number eight is City of Fresno, Tulare Peach, number 3B, reorganization.
All right. Do we is there a staff report associated to this?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. Today for your consideration, we have Tulare Peach number 3B organization. Reorganization initiated by the City of Fresno, consisting of the annexation of approximately 9.46 acres and detachment from the Fresno County Fire Protection District and the Kings River Conservation District. The proposal contains one registered voter and therefore is considered uninhabited under state law. As no consent forms have been submitted, the item has been placed on the regular agenda. Notice of hearing was given pursuant to state law and commission policy. As of today, no formal protests have been received. The affected territory is within the Fresno SOI and contiguous to city limits. The territory will be developed consistently with the City of Fresno general plan. Staff recommends commission approval by entertaining two separate actions. Action 1 addresses the CEQA component with LAFCO as acting responsible agency, and Action 2 addresses letters A through F, having received no protest for the proposal, as detailed in the staff report. Staff is open for questions, and a representative for the applicant is also in attendance should additional questions arise. This concludes staff's presentation.
All right, thank you. So I'm taking it to the commissioners for questions to staff. None? Okay, so there's no questions, so I'm going to open it to the public. For those that would like to speak on this matter, just please come to the podium, state your name and address. Don't see a big rush, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and bring it back to the commission for basically some action. And so
I don't know. I guess they mustn't care, I guess, if we pass it or not.
Well, I think they do. They're just being quiet about it. Okay. do we have somebody coming through?
We have representatives here. Yeah.
Oh, they're being shy. Okay. Give us your name and your responsibility.
Good afternoon. My name is Bonique Emerson with Precision Civil Engineering, and we represent the project applicant. And we're here to answer any questions if you have any. Thank you.
I don't think we have any questions, so thank you.
We
forced you to come up and say your name. All right. Excellent. All right, so we're going to take action on the first item, and that is dealing with CEQA. So I'm open for a motion.
I'll move.
Okay, Buddy moves.
Second.
And Mr. Robertson, second. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Now we'll take action on the second item. So I guess I'm open for basically a motion on that.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so therefore passed. Okay. And then we'll move to the next item.
Item number 9 is workshop CalAFCO voting preferences.
You're going to give us a report on that?
Yes. I know it feels weird not to hear me talk for so long, so I got to jump in here while I can.
Mm-hmm. It was going so smooth.
So at our last hearing, we discussed any potential changes to who our voting delegates would be for the upcoming CalAFCO hearing. This month, I promised to come back with you with a breakdown of what they will be voting on, just in case the commission has any preferences on how those delegates should vote. Unfortunately, Commissioner Parra, who is the main delegate, is not here today, but as the second, I'd be happy to relay any direction the commission may have for him today. Essentially, CalAFCO is looking at updating their bylaws. These bylaws changes, as proposed, are basically a result of almost a year-long process of continual outreach to all the member LAFCOs throughout the state. And these are the two big, one minor proposed change to those bylaws to help retain the membership as well as bring back those that have left CalAFCO along the way. The first being eliminate seat types. So currently, in the recent past, in my experience, CalAFCO, when they have their meetings, have struggled with even getting a quorum because so many of the representatives were just unable to attend the meetings, much less when it's time to nominate new members to fill the empty seats. you're looking at trying to get a specific, it has to be from the central region and it has to be a public member or a county member, right? Mm. So really, once you put on those filters when you're searching for replacements, the pickings get pretty slim pretty quick. Mm. So they're thinking that by eliminating the seat type will allow those that are passionate about serving on those seats to serve basically regardless of seat type, and it just brings it down to representation by region. When you think about it, Cal LAFCO, when you're serving on that board, you are truly supposed to serve, similar to your LAFCO role, serve in the best interest of Cal LAFCO and LAFCOs across the state, right? So you take off all the other hats, you're representing Cal LAFCO as a whole. So they're thinking, remove the seat types, hopefully get more interest and better consistency in finding people to replace open seats as mm-hmm. they go. Second proposal is in support of that, to also allow EOs to serve, and that's basically intended for on the off chance that they still can't find someone to find those seats, that an EO can then step in and serve that purpose as well. So it's kind of a, not even a secondary measure, a third measure to help ensure they have consistent quorums, they have consistent feedback and participation, and overall, the people that are passionate and want to participate have the ability to do so. The third change are just minor formatting edits, cleaning up the bylaws. They figured while they're there making these changes, might as well take this opportunity to make it look nice and pretty as well. These three items are presented as one action. So really, it's just looking to the commission if you guys would want to vote yes or no on that, and if you have any questions for discussion that we can help get us to that answer. So open for...
All right. Yeah, and before I open up to the commissioners, I do have a couple questions for you, Brian. So I haven't been necessarily keeping up to date with regard to the whatever the issue has been with other LAFCOs that have decided to either quit Cal LAFCO or were waiting for something to happen. So are these the issues? Because it doesn't seem like these would be the issues.
So these... going back through the original issues that caused most, again, not all of them, some of them have left for various reasons
yes.
along the way, but by and large, where this originated was there was a seat that was being vacated and a seat where there was still some term remaining, but that representative was stepping down. So the thought process was... to be honest, it's been so long, I barely remember, but let's just say, for example, it was a representative from the northern region was stepping down, but they still had some term left for their service. The general thought process was, well, let's just replace that with someone else from the northern region, right? And then when the seat opened up for the other region, it was not expressed, but it was kind of the unwritten rule, I guess they followed, of it should be a district representative from the southern region. You know, say that for example. Instead, they took that opportunity because the bylaws weren't that clear to kind of just recast the entire board and open up everything. And I guess the thought process was, they were struggling to find somebody to replace that seat that filled that exact seat type, where they had someone else that was interested and passionate about it and could have filled in, but because they weren't that specific seat type, things kind of just went sideways really quickly. So this was one of the asks as far as eliminating seat types from the majority of the Southern members that left, was saying, hey, can we clean up the bylaws to kind of make it as open as we can, so that really at the end of the day, they want those that are passionate about the representation to be able to do so and not be held back by, oh, well, it has to be a certain seat type for that region. So by and large, this was one of the steps. There's a couple other discussions coming up as well. We're looking at potentially changing up how the regions are composed entirely, and then likely a part of that conversation will also be what would allocations look like? What would the membership fee look like for that? So still multiple steps to cross to hopefully bring everybody back into the group and get everybody happy with being a member of CalAFCO. This is just one of the steps along the way.
Okay. So what I'm interpreting is there hasn't been a ton of progress in terms of people saying, yeah, I'm going to go back to CalAFCO.
From what I understand and what's been shared with the membership is that the majority of those that have left mm-hmm. are, now that it's getting close to budget season again, mm-hmm. they're essentially putting CalAFCO into their budget.
Okay.
So that's signaling that they intend to come back.
Okay.
Or at least have the money to do so. Say it's not right at the onset of the fiscal year, maybe a couple months, they finally get all the ducks in a row to make the changes they want to see. They have that money there to rejoin the membership. So I think there's maybe still one or two that are holding out just to hold out, I guess. But the majority of those that left are looking to return to CalAFCO.
And the reasoning for my questioning here basically is that, you know, we this commission was still trying to figure out whether we wanted to stay in CalAFCO, mm-hmm. depending on how many bailed and didn't come back. Kind of deal. So, okay. All right. With that, I'm going to open it for the commissioners.
No, you asked for a good explanation. Sounds like everybody just wants to be on that board. So.
Yeah, really. And to be honest, Chair Santoyo brought up a good point. Really, for me, we have staff and myself, we're trying to be there every step of the way for CalAFCO to do the work that needs to be done to hopefully bring everybody back in. For me, I think it really might come. I mean, region-wise, we're smack dab in the middle of the state. No matter how you slice things up, we'll likely be pretty much with the same neighbors in the same region. For me, I think it might boil down to how the pricing gets broken down.
Mm-hmm.
We have counties like LA with tens of millions in their population. You know, we have quite a bit as well, but we're somehow the same bracket, right? So population caps, I think, need to be updated to better reflect that. We still might end up in the top bracket, but still at least would like to see some efforts being made to readdress that, because it's, I mean, to say we have the same.
Bad news. in CSAC, that's Association of Counties, mm-hmm. 58 belong. Fresno County is an urban county.
Yeah.
So we're in the same caucuses.
Yeah.
You know, L.A. County.
Yeah. So at the very least, like I said, though, we'd like to see some efforts being made. There are other slightly smaller counties that are still, again, in that top tier as well. So it's, I think, at the very least, it needs to be looked at.
Okay.
And we're not the smallest county.
No.
Population-wise, either.
Yeah.
We actually have more people in San Francisco.
Yeah, we're up there, yeah.
Really? We also have the smallest chamber of all counties.
Oh, that actually, oh, wow. Yeah.
We're a county of about 150,000 people.
Yeah.
Have bigger chambers than us. That's all right, we're cheapskates.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right. So any other questions for staff?
No.
Okay. Given there's no more questions for staff, I think you're looking for direction. All right, and so do we have a recommendation as to what direction we want to provide staff on this matter? Do we want to go ahead and agree with that, those amendments?
That's good with those amendments.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good with them.
All right. It sounds like you got your direction, Brian. I don't think you need official anything, right? You just need a direction.
I don't think we need necessarily a vote on that, Jesse.
Yeah, it's just a workshop.
Yeah, just directions.
Okay. All right, that takes us to item 10, I believe.
Item number 10 is Fresno LAFCO Legal Counsel request for proposals.
Okay. So you want to go ahead and give us the breakdown?
Yes. It's with a heavy heart that we, unfortunately, Jesse will be leaving LAFCO. There's not necessarily a viable long-term replacement from Baker Mannequin Jensen. So as a result of that, we'll have to go out for an RFP for legal counsel. Jesse has put together the language for that RFP, and it was attached in your packets for your review. But essentially, we're looking for approval to go out and send out the RFP and try to find a replacement as soon as possible. We do have a backup that will help us for the next couple months as mm-hmm. needed. We anticipate this hopefully being a 3 to 4 month process. It really just seems how quickly we can get responses. Staff is recommending the formation of an ad hoc committee. That way I can report to them and keep them updated, and we can come back a little bit quicker with a recommendation to the commission instead of having to wait for the interval hearings to report back, get some direction to move forward from there. So I think
would suggest if the chair is okay with it, because ad hocs are formed by the chair, but maybe having the chair and the vice chair as the ad hoc committee. What do you guys think?
Yeah, that's what I was going to recommend. So we'll go with that. So first of all, I was going to say that, yeah, we're going to miss you. You know, I wish Brian you wouldn't have been so hard on legal.
Yeah, I tried. I'm sorry.
And so we're going to have a temporary.
If you don't mind, thank you all so much for working with me for this my time here. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm leaving at the end of the month, so this will be my last meeting. In the meantime, while the commission goes on this process, there will be two attorneys from my firm, Lauren Lane and Craig Armstrong, who's in the audience right now. Good old Lauren, yeah. They'll be able to cover the meetings and any potential issues that may come up. Brian has thrown us some difficult ones over the years, but hopefully for the next few months it'll be a little easier for Lauren and Craig. Happy to answer any of the questions.
So you gotta go sail around the Southern Pacific?
I wish. No. No, that would be great. I got a kid now. I guess he could come, but
then you'll have to sell school.
Yeah. Thanks everyone.
Well, I think the commission wishes you well. You know, you've done a great job for us, and then again, we will miss you. And so hopefully you can swing by one day and say hi to us.
We will.
All right, great. What do we need from the commission? I think we agreed that we'll do that Buddy and I. Yeah. So
essentially from here, we'll send out the RFP tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I will report to the ad hoc committee with updates as soon as I have them. And once we get enough responses back after the deadline, we'll likely reconvene with the ad hoc committee and schedule interviews as needed and start putting together recommendations for the whole commission to consider.
Okay. All right. So I think we are down to basically comments by the executive officer first? I'm trying to look around for my agenda.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll keep this quick. I know you're tired of me already. So at the March hearing, we will have our consent calendar, we'll have minutes, and we have a Fowler annexation that we're anticipating. The regular agenda, again, is preliminary budgets that time of year again. Seems like it went pretty quick. You have your December financials in front of you. If you have any questions about that, I am available. We did have two extension of services, one for sewer only and one for water only. If anybody has questions about that, I can answer those as well. We brought on, or we're bringing on, 5 interns. So there was an issue last semester where they offered a course that was going to cover the internship requirement. At the last second, that course got dropped. And so now there are a lot of students that are backed against the wall with needing to meet that requirement in order to graduate, and mm-hmm. not many internship opportunities available out there. So we're squeezing on 5 interns for this semester. I did have the pleasure of speaking with the Director of Public Works and Planning, their HR manager, and made him aware of the situation, and he's actually interested in trying to get potentially interns in the future for county PWP. So trying to hopefully find different options out there available for future internship needs, but there is a large need that we're trying to address now as best we can. So we'll have a full house for this next semester, but we're foreseeing it as a kind of a one-time thing just to help out these students that need that. And I want to end it by thanking Jesse Baker Mannequin Jensen. It's been fantastic. Congratulations on your next chapter, but we are certainly going to miss you. Yeah.
Well, sounds like staff will have an intern per staff, huh?
Basically, yeah.
Nice.
Mm. We're going to hold the draft for who gets to pick who.
Okay, so our last is basically anything from the commissioners, any reports, comments, before we go to closure. Nothing? Buddy, anything?
Nope.
I'd like to wish my bride a happy 33rd anniversary today. This is after many years of public service, how we spend our anniversaries. So we're having a good time.
You can't even.
It's still in the honeymoon phase. So nice to be here. Nice to see everybody.
All right. Excellent. All right. With that, I'm open for a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. With that, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. All right. Thank you.